One question I get asked so much is how should I think about organic content versus paid content? And I've released an episode on this in the past, but I wanted to make another video because so many founders started asking me this. And so today I'll be breaking down how you can combine your organic and paid social strategies as a company to get the most bang for your buck. So recently I spoke to a founder who was only running ads to his company. I asked him if he was considering doing organic content, and he replied by saying he was, but he wasn't super sure if he wanted to do it yet. And this made me realize that many founders want to create organic content, but they have no idea where to start. Well, the reason that you should be creating organic content is that it will help you a lot with the paid ads that you eventually run. Now, today, I'm not going to be diving too deep into how to actually create the organic content, but I will be highlighting the benefits of running paid and organic together. So I came across this article on TikTok that explained that running paid and organic content together will actually get you much more engagement. And here's the reason why. When people come to your organic content, they come because they like the content that you post. They don't necessarily come because you're promoting something. They want to get value. And the more value that they get, the more likely it is that they're going to return for more value from your page. So it's natural that you should create content that's very similar when it comes to organic. Now, it's probably hard for you to figure out what that is, but after you've tried enough styles and formats, you should land on one that works. When people come to these pieces of content, they know that they're coming for value, so they really start trusting the brand a lot more. It builds a lot more credibility to your company, and especially Gen Z absolutely loves this because their SEO basically comes from TikTok and Instagram nowadays. So when they're looking up something or they want to know which store to buy from or they want to know which restaurant to go to, they actually use TikTok to figure out where they should go. And if your brand is on TikTok and you're a restaurant, then chances are you've kind of cracked the code because people will start trusting your brand a lot more. Now, when you actually run ads to your company, people will convert a lot better because they've already seen your organic social page. They have a lot more belief and trust in your brand. And then when they see your ad, they associate that trust and goodwill with your organic content with this actual ad that you're running. So here's what you can do. Start creating organic content as soon as possible. Start putting out as much value as you can to your audience and as well as anyone else that comes to your brand. Make sure that it aligns with what your brand actually does, but don't focus too much on conversion. One big mistake I see founders make is they want to promote their company in every single organic video they make. I would do the complete opposite. I would start by giving as much value as possible and then potentially figure out how you can tie in your company into that organic content. Where I would really focus on conversion is on the ad side. So if you're a company already running ads, that's great. But I would highly encourage you to start creating organic content where you give value to people. And even though you won't see a direct ROI on the organic content, chances are over time you're going to build a much stronger brand that lasts a lot longer than just the quick ad creatives that are winning right now. And chances are you probably want to have a brand that actually sustains in the long term, which is why organic social media is so important. Now, I can't stress this enough. If you're a founder who's working with an ads agency or you're creating ad copy in-house, that's amazing. But if you want to really optimize that, then start combining organic plus paid social. The final thing I'll say is your learnings will come from organic, and you can use those learnings to actually create paid content. We use this all the time when we find formats that work really well organically, and we take those formats and create ads content out of them. So, if you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to rate and review, and we'll see you in the next one.